Welcome back to the live show. Let's talk to Mr. James Hughes, the chief market analyst at eToro. James, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
What football team do you support?
Tottenham Hotspur.
That's right. So are you happy with the outcome of the season?
Put it this way, at the start of the season, this is where we expected to be. But in the middle of the season, we've had some nice little... We've felt quite good about ourselves.
Right.
We've got nice young players coming through. We've had a cup final, Harry Kane effect. Things look great. I think we look all right.
Good.
Future's bright.
The future's bright. Okay, there's the introduction, the eToro flagship. Let's go to the first chart. This is cable. Now, we were talking off-air. I thought that cable was meant to be going to 125. I thought it was meant to be going to parity because there was going to be a general election outcome that was against Sterling. Okay, this has hit the headlines. And it's rallying like a homesick angel.
Yeah, it's ridiculous what this is doing, to be perfectly honest. None of us expected all this. We've got massive, most uncertain election we've had for however many years. We have no idea where this election's going. Again, we were talking before, we don't really know.
Maybe, nobody knows.
Maybe Russell Brand's upset everything for Labour, but we won't know until next week. So all this is going on, yet in terms of pre-election, there was a good article in the Telegraph last week that showed all of these, how the pound against the dollar has performed before each election. Now, the sort of performance we're getting in the pound before an election hasn't happened since 1997. And that election, we all knew the outcome for ages. That was Tony Blair's election, that was the Labour election, that we were all landslide victory. So we knew that for months running into it, that was going to happen. And we're seeing the same sort of performance in the pound now as if we were about to get a landslide victory for someone. But we're not. We're getting this huge uncertainty where we've got no idea. We could have the first minority government in the UK since 1970. So the fact that this pound is rallying is ridiculous. And if you look at the chart that we've got going on here, we've seen everything turn around. This is just the four-hourly chart. Okay, so it's showing us this strong rally in the pound. I've put the little lines on here to show every dip. This is a perfect opportunity of the old buy the dips that everyone's been looking at. You look at each of these dips, and the first dip I didn't put a line on, but dip down higher, dip down higher. You can point them out all over the place.
Yeah.
That is the most...
Classical technical analysis.
Classic technical analysis. Sit there, buy the dips, wait for it to dip down a bit, and off you go. Your little support lines underneath it everywhere. Now, even on the upside, you're looking for something to cap this off from a technical point of view. There isn't necessarily anything. You're looking at 155, which is just a little bit higher than where this is.
For the 155.50 was a big level recently. But is this all about the pound strength, or is this actually the dollar weakness because of the interest rate cycle?
Thing. You've got the interest rate situation going on. Now, obviously, we've got the Fed tonight. We're not going to hear anything big out of the Fed tonight. We're obviously next couple of months. But those numbers that we've seen out of the US have been poor. They've been terrible the last few weeks or so. So Janet Yellen, when she had her meeting before, she took that patience line out. But then to me, what she said was she took the patience line out. And then to me, the rest of that meeting was her reiterating that we will not raise interest rates in 2015. That's how I read it. Everyone else has seemed to read it. Well, a lot of other people have read it as July or September, most definitely. But she said it's all based on the numbers. And what have we seen in the numbers? They've all been terrible. The US numbers have been terrible. Now, we've got US preliminary GDP this afternoon, and that comes before the Fed as well. Yesterday's UK GDP wasn't great. We know weather in the US has been terrible in the first quarter again, like we get every year. So they're going to blame that for a weaker GDP or a pretty stagnant growth, much like what we got yesterday out of the UK. So you're going to get that situation. So you've got the US dollar story packed within this. But of course, the big thing is we've got these major stories. I said this last time we were on. We've got these major stories going on. Election, what's the outcome? No idea. Greece, what's the outcome?
No idea.
Fed, what's the outcome?
No idea.
No idea. So you've got all these three major stories that something is going to pick them up and they're all going to, and it's going to be the catalyst for a move each way. The best thing that we always say, the traders don't have to trade. You don't have to place a trade.
Go with the breakout.
Exactly. And look at this. Dip down higher, dip down higher, dip down higher, dip down higher. You wouldn't necessarily bet against that at the moment, but you've got the biggest election coming up next week than you've ever seen, but people are still on it. Now, interestingly, what we've seen on this is we've had a rally on a four-hourly chart, so a pretty long-term chart in terms of cable. Now, obviously, you see it long, people are on the back of it, majority long. What we've seen in terms of the eToro sentiment that we've been looking at is that started to change. Now, we calculate this daily, and that started to change. As of today, 64% of people are short cable.
Wow.
when the chart's looking like that. Yeah, exactly. People start short, that's why it's going up.
Exactly. Okay, let's move to the next slide. This is the euro against the Great British pound.
Yeah.
What are your conclusions here?
So this is a little bit shorter term. This is only a 30 minute, but you've got such a this big level. Can I read that? 71.70. So 0.7170 is a big upside level at the moment. It's had so many tests of this level. Now, we have you can get all sorts of technical analysis. We can have Ichimokus and whatever it is all over this. But this basic level has been been key for a long time. Now, again, look at there's the euro situation now. Last time we talked about the pound situation with the election, the euro situation with the election is a little bit different, of course, because we've got what's going on in Greece. Now, we've seen last couple of days, they're talking about Mr. Varoufakis, the finance minister. He's been sidelined from all the discussions. Now, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, the markets seem to see that as a little bit more of a good thing. But anything that points to a tiny bit of optimism in terms of the Greece situation. Now, for me, the Greece situation at the moment, the rhetoric's too strong from the ECB and from the IMF. So to me, this isn't another situation of we kick the can down the road. When we get to the middle of the May, Greece have to pay something to the IMF, I think. And if they don't, we've got a default. And I think we're looking at 50-50, if not a little bit more, 55% that we're going to get this Greece leave the Eurozone for me.
That's a punchy headline. Let's move on to the next slide.
Yeah, so this is just a little bit longer term on euro sterling. And this is this lovely little double top that we've got going on here. So,
which is a topping formation for a non-technical person. That's a sell signal.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. So we've got this topping out formation, a nice double top. If it comes back up again for the non-technical analysts out there and touches that level, it's a triple top. But what we say is you've got that range between the high and the low where we've got it. Now, you could put that a little bit lower if you wanted to, but I like the level a little bit higher than that. That's usually your target on the downside when you get a breakout. And you can see that we've got this quite short-term little downtrend going on. We've got the support on underneath of that. Things are narrowing in. They're pinching in down there. That breakout there points to us to looking at that around 200-odd, just over 200-odd pips to the downside.
To the downside.
Yeah,
on that break.
Because that's a negative. So it's a continuation pattern of that downward spiral. So you've got the double top. It's negative. It's pinching down in the bottom. If you look at the RSI as well, it's not saying that we're massively overbought. So the RSI here is an overbought, oversold indicator. Drop below 20, we're saying massively oversold. It's not doing that. It's what, 34 is that? Or 24?
So basically, it's a continuation pattern. We go in, breaks the downside, suggesting 200 pips lower. Okay, momentum not stretched at the moment, not saying oversold or overbought.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly. So it's liking it. It's liking the pattern that's forming. So it's an interesting one. So, and with, as we said, all these stories, massively uncertain, where do we go?
Look at your charts.
Exactly right.
Okay, James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at eToro, thank you for your continued support of Tip TV. Let's take a very, very quick break and then we welcome back Mr. Paul Coffin, stockbroker and investment manager at Capital Financial Markets. Straight back after the break. Thank you.